Hello, Instagram Live. We are so excited to chat with you this morning. I'm going to talk all about sexual wellness. And I'm talking to my good friend, Dr. Joelle Lehman, who happens to be an expert in this area. Sexual wellness is important. You want to take care of your face. We want to take care of your whole body in order to feel like an intact, youthful, vibrant human. You want to feel sexually attractive and everything needs to be working well and supercharged. So let's talk a little bit about sexual wellness. Dr. Lehman's going to join now and we'll be able to kind of go through any questions you guys might have. Currently we're doing in our office platelet-rich plasma treatments that are stimulating and contracting and tightening, like high frequency radio energy for vaginal tightening, the O shot, all kinds of things that you can do these days. And you guys must have so many questions. Labiaplasty is a thing you can do to tighten up the excess skin for women. That's kind of nice. Men might be interested in Botox. We are definitely able to do Botox to lengthen the appearance of the penis as well as improve the scrotal sac. Scrotox, who knew? Who knew that was a thing? So as soon as Dr. Lehman joins, think about all your questions. Platelet-rich plasma is wonderful. And this is the process where we draw your blood, we harvest the platelet-rich layer, which has stem cell growth factors, that's spun down in a centrifuge. And that is such a great technique. It's technology where you can inject the growth factors directly into the scalp for hair regeneration. It can be injected under the eyes for improvement of under eye hollows. I love it for microneedling. When we're microneedling the face, we'll use a layer of platelet-rich plasma all over the face. And it's injected for the clitoris for the O shot, penile injections. Sounds painful, but it works. And all kinds of things, literally. So, if Dr. Lehman can send me a request that to join our live, that would be great. We were originally going to do a podcast, and technology failed us this morning. And so here we are doing an Instagram live. Okay, Dr. Lehman joined, and send me a request, Dr. Lehman. Let's see, how about lightening and bleaching genitalia? I think for male and female, this is such a popular thing. So we have bleaching pads. There's 6, 8, and 10% hydroquinone. That's prescription grade. Those are excellent for lightening anywhere in the body, externally, of course. And you use them every night at bedtime. And here's Dr. Lehman's request. Yay. So the bleaching pads are great. They're on our website. You can call the office. You want to use them for 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes dark areas because of the friction of the groin. You need bleaching pads. Hello, Dr. Lehman. How are you?
Hi, how are you? We've had so many little issues over here trying to get on. Let me just increase my volume so I can hear your beautiful voice.
Yes, I want to introduce you to those of you who don't know Dr. Joelle Lehman. Give us a little intro and bio. Where are you located and what's your background and what are you doing with sexual wellness?
So thank you so much for having me, first of all. I'm a huge fan. I'm an OBGYN by training. I have been practicing in the Boston area for over 20 years. About 9 years ago, I opened my first medical spa, and we have now expanded into another medical spa with a wellness center. The transition was slow for me from going through giving up OB, which, as you can imagine, was a little bit difficult after 20 years of delivering babies. And then I progressed into more of the injectable world. And it just seemed like a great fit to add sexual wellness to our services, as that's kind of my bread and butter of taking care of women. I have started in the last 4 years also doing P shots that help with erectile dysfunction for men.
Tell us more. Exciting.
That's so exciting. Oh, it is. So we do platelet-rich plasma injections. We do those both for females and males. In women, it is a fantastic additive to help with orgasm dysfunction. That's kind of a little bit of a loss of sensitivity in orgasm function. And we see that often after childbirth, but also as we go through menopause. And it also helps with the atrophy of tissues. And I do hate that word. It's a, you know, dying of the cells. But the truth is, after we lose estrogen, we have less sensitivity, often dryness. And some women cannot take hormones either through hormone replacement or vaginal application of hormones, whether they don't want to or they've had a history of cancer. And the platelet-rich plasma injection is very safe. It is actually comfortable, believe it or not. I've had multiple myself. And they really are wonderful. It takes about 30 minutes. It helps with your orgasmic function, but also for where we put PRP on so many places, as we know, it's our liquid gold. So we will use it for hair, we use it for skin. And when you inject vaginally, it helps lubricate the tissues. So it will help with dryness.
So start from the beginning, because I'm a patient. I'm a little worried about getting shots down there. Like, what do? Do you numb it? Do you like knock me out with a sedative? Stick some tequila?
No.
What's the problem?
If you want tequila, you can wait till after. But no, when you come in, we just kind of go through your history. I think history taking is one of the most important things that we can do. I do an exam and just make sure that you have regular periods. And if you don't have your periods anymore, that you're seen by a gynecologist every 3 to 5 years. I take a history about your any issues with incontinence, because this will also help with incontinence. And then I apply a numbing cream to the vagina and the clitoris. And you sit in our lovely suite, watch Netflix or anything you want to do for about 25 minutes. After those 25 minutes, I just draw your blood. It spins down in about 5 minutes. And the injection itself, everyone is so scared, especially my men are incredibly scared of injecting.
So and penile numbing, the entire shaft.
Oh, exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah,
the shaft and the corona, which is the head of the penis. And basically, every time I put a needle into somebody, I said, we're doing our first injection. And they say, you did? I didn't feel anything. So the concern is always up here, not what they can feel. And it takes all of 5 minutes. The most uncomfortable part of the entire process is using what is like a speculum, but it's a retractor so I can see. Right. And what I do is I inject under the urethra. And that is where basically if we have some issues with stress incontinence, often we'll find that it's from a looseness of that sphincter that kind of helps support the urethra. So this treatment's fantastic for stress incontinence. What I will tell everyone, though, it does not help with urge incontinence. Urge incontinence is that feeling like you've got to go and you can't make it to the bathroom, where with stress incontinence, that's what we see from jumping, laughing, coughing, where we'll leak a little bit of urine.
Yes, every woman needs that. My God, after you have kids, it's like that first time you sneeze, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you say that because listen, I've been practicing medicine and aesthetics for many years, and every woman says, oh, I just leak a little, as if they have to deal with that. And that just surprises me, because if men were leaking into their underwear on a daily basis, they wouldn't think that's normal. And women have grown to understand, they're like, oh, that's just normal, I had children.
That's the problem with aesthetics and medicine in general, that it's very male focused. Like all the research for the last 100 years has been driven by men. Imagine if men had to have a period like in the 1950s, they would have solved this whole crisis of menstrual pain and like, yes, urinary.
Absolutely.
There would be mass technology developed by now. But since women are just entering into the realm of being chairman of departments and being running research projects, like it's awesome that now we're going to focus on women's issues. And truly, like in urinary incontinence, you should not. It's not normal. It's not part of that. Maybe it's natural aging, but we have technology now. We need to fix this. Do we use fillers to tighten around the urethra a little bit?
So you can. I often don't, because I have a second device that works extraordinarily well. So back to our consultation process. When I have a patient who comes in and says, actually, my orgasms are fine. I do feel a little dryness. And what I do find is that the leaking concerns me more. I will actually give them the option for something that we use called the Viviv, which is a radio frequency device. And often you use radio frequency all over, to tighten the skin, right? So using a radio frequency device is extraordinarily helpful in that area because it will tighten the vagina. It does help with lubrication because it is that building block for the skin and the inside skin, the mucosa. And the other thing it does is it tightens the urethra. So I don't find the need to do fillers unless trauma is better, right? So if radiofrequency will work without invasive and injection, then that's the direction I go. Most women over 40 need both of the services. So I often will combine them and do them together. But
wouldn't it be nice if when people came in, we gave them that whole assessment? Because like, not only do you need a little Botox and filler, but knowing your age group, I would love to talk to you more about what's going on below. And you probably need a little bit of tightening from, you know, dryness and changes that happen with natural aging. Like, I hate the fact that we have to wait till we're like desperate and then we go to the OB-GYN and then they have nothing to offer you or they have very little tools. You know, so I think just starting this conversation earlier, if you're someone in aesthetics and you want to start talking to your patients about it, you'll be revolutionary, just like Joelle. And what's the best way for maybe a provider to start learning about sexual procedures and wellness?
So I do quite a few talks. We're going to, our company is actually going to Aesthetic Next, and we're going to talk about sexual wellness and how to add it to your practice. I think definitely going to an in-person, if you can, you know, with COVID and whatnot, but an in-person talk works the best, I think, because so many questions come up. And people, you know, it depends on your comfort level. I found in everything I've done, even when I trained residents, I always say, do what makes you comfortable. If you are awkward, your patient's going to feel awkward. And I know some of these conversations aren't easy for people, but these radio frequency devices are incredible. It's a great place to start. It's very simple. One of the things I was going to add that I've been using with my radio frequency is treating external vulva and labia. And we are seeing an incredible result with that. And my last patient came to me, single, 57 years old. She said, I look like an old lady down there. My vulva are completely dehydrated. They look awful. Yeah. And I use my radio frequency externally, and she looks like she has a 20-year-old vagina right now. So she's really excited. And that's so with no fillers.
Nothing at all. You can do labiaplasty, where surgically we tighten and trim the excess butterflies. But we can also do filler, and I've done that before, where we add some Sculptra to build volume or actual hyaluronic filler, so you look like hydrated down there. But I love the idea of radio frequency. And those of you who haven't heard of radio frequency, that's going to be a heat generating laser. It's comfortable, feels like a hot stone treatment, but it shrink wraps and tightens collagen and elastin fibers so that you're kind of just sapping everything and shrinking it. So it's not like last year's bathing suit, super stretchy. So,
and it's also long lasting. I think that's what a lot of my, you know, Boston's very different than California for sure. So we do have, everybody wants to stay extraordinarily natural and try really hard not to go the needle route. And if I can't convince them on that, then we start with something really simple, and it's collagen that's theirs, which is what's so fantastic. They own it. It's not a one time, you know, one every couple of years is definitely doable.
And just be careful when you choose a provider and a radio frequency device, because they're not all FDA approved for use in the vaginal area. So which devices are, and like which ones are red flags? What does a consumer need to know?
So what I find, and the reason I ended up purchasing what I did, which is the Babib, is it's a one-time treatment. And what I think is, so, you know, how many times do you want to go to these appointments over and over? And some of these, I know the Mona Lisa is a 3-time treatment. So your benefits, you're not going to see them for 3 months after that 3-month treatment. So you're talking about 6 months waiting for your outcome versus the Viviv you see pretty immediately. And then in three months, you'll have your final results. So one-time treatments, I think, are great for us.
That's nice. What, for the consumer, what's the ballpark pricing for getting that kind of radio frequency vaginal tightening?
Great question. So we do a couple of things. If you're doing it on its own, it's about $3,000. If you're combining it with the O-Shot, you're going to save quite a bit of money. So we do that at about $3,500 to $4,000. And then if you're doing your O-Shot on its own, which you need most people need that every 9 months to a year, depending on their age and the reason they're doing it. And that's going to run you about $1,200.
Okay, great. And then let's talk a little bit about men. What are we doing for men and sexual wellness and dysfunction? What are the typical men problems, and what age do they start?
They start, it surprises me. When I started doing P shots, and as you can imagine, as an OBGYN, I hadn't seen a lot of men in my medical practice. They can be at any point in time. They can be, obviously we see a decline in erectile function somewhere around 40. But it depends, right? There are people who've had injury. There are people who've had hormone issues. There are men who have had prostate surgery. So I've seen all ages, and like our, you know, we think about our wrinkle relaxers and whatnot. You can start at any age. If there is a way to improve your erectile function, there's no real age to, you know, about 25 to 65 is kind of my typical.
Yeah.
What the P shot does is it reduces the need for erectile medication. And what I also find, which is really nice, is often I'll have couples come in. So we'll do a little discount for his and hers P shot and O shot.
It's the Valentine's special right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So a penile injection would be one and done with platelet-rich plasma, or is that several sessions? And does it give you bulk or increased size, or it's just going to give you like more powerful erections?
Yeah, so great question. Every man that's asked me that, because every single one does, I say, if you're willing to throw money at something, because the evidence is anecdotal. And it's very hard because it's also very subjective, right? And you can't tell how much somebody wants to increase their girth. But by definition, if we're increasing blood supply and erections are from blood supply, then there should be some increase in size. But what that is, I can't measure. There is no way to measure. And so I do tell them, don't do it for that reason unless you have excess money and you want to just try something. Do it for the benefits of erectile function.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we do filler injections to the penis, and that can take anywhere from 5 to 10 syringes of filler to build not length, but girth. So, you know,
girth.
The width. And it can make a substantial improvement. We can use a 2-year product like Voluma, which can give you more girth, and patients do go for that. They like it. They enjoy it. It gives them a feeling of being more masculine. It's well worth it to many men to do that. We also do Botox injections to elongate the penis because there's some suspensory ligaments that kind of keep things tightly attached and kind of allows it to fall forward and lengthen. So there's that, and then there's Scrotox, or injection of Botox in the scrotum itself, which kind of creates a shinier, smooth, lower-hanging testicles. And that's been done for camels in Dubai so that they
won. Oh, I didn't know that.
Beauty contest. Did you know that? There was like a camel. They got disqualified from, you know, the kind of contest that they do with the animal rankings because he had gotten Scrotox. There was one quick question that somebody asked, what's the O shot? So just to clarify again, can you answer that?
Absolutely. So the O shot was actually founded by Dr. Charles Runnels in Alabama. You will see it called many different things around the country. G shot, of course, O shot is a trademark injection, but the injection is in the clitoris for more sensitivity and better orgasm function. And it's a vaginal injection that helps with urinary incontinence, stress incontinence, but also helps with lubrication. And it is PRP, platelet-rich plasma injection.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. Anytime we put platelet-rich plasma anywhere, it's like fertilizer for that area. It increases the collagen, the connective tissue, the framework, you know, just makes things look more youthful and built up. More robust circulation comes into that area, and it has better cellular function everywhere. So it just turns on all the repair processes of the area. So I think it's such a great technology. Are there other things that you're doing that are, you know, things people should be aware of, or cutting edge things in sexual wellness?
I think a lot of it is really the non-invasive techniques. So with the radiofrequency external, we do call that a non-invasive labiaplasty. So like you had mentioned, labiaplasty is a removal of the labia. And the way we do that, as you called it, the butterfly, because people often ask me, which part is the vulva, which is the labia? So the labia, some people have labia that extend far beyond their vagina, and it can be quite uncomfortable. The way we can shrink their labia is actually applying what you had just mentioned, the radiofrequency device. And I think that's a game changer because a lot of young women, first of all, don't like the appearance, but also it can get in their way when they are either walking or doing athletics. I had a ballerina who said her labia feel like it's coming out of her leotard. And just using radiofrequency, she didn't have the ability to take time off because when you do that surgery, you have some downtime, but also there's always a risk of cutting, as we know. But that's really a game changer to use actual radiofrequency to shrink the labia, as well as plump the labia, like you had mentioned.
Yeah, our friend Aquaderm is reminding us to talk about Emsella, which is a wonderful also stimulatory treatment for the whole entire pelvic floor. And that's like a chair that you sit in that has electric pulses that contract the pelvic floor muscles like 30,000 times in a 30-minute period so that you get a stronger pelvic floor. And people who do two or three sessions of Emsella, it improves everything down there as well, from urinary incontinence to just generally making sure you don't have pelvic floor prolapse. All these things are so important. We don't talk about them enough. And I think very often when you go to the medical doctor, OBGYN, they're very focused on like the medical side of things. Maybe not the aesthetics down there matters, and it affects function when things are drooping, sagging, and not tightened up where they belong. So I really think there's a huge role for sexual wellness to grow. And I hope to see more people like Joelle helping lead the path for this. And Joelle, I can't thank you enough for coming on today to our podcast. We were going to do a podcast. We had technical difficulties. This is even better to do an Instagram Live. So,
Absolutely. Why not?
where can people find you? I'm sure they'd love to get more info.
Absolutely. So either if they want to find us through Instagram, that's fine. Our business is Elite, ELITE, Med Spa and Wellness Center. On Instagram, we're at My Elite Med Spa. And my personal Instagram is Dr. Joelle Lehman. So they can follow us there. Obviously we have Facebook, et cetera. But for our website and more information about these services, it's myelitemedspa.com. And we are right outside of Boston, about a 15-minute drive in Needham. But we'd happily answer any questions. People can also contact me for any training. I do a lot of training in this field. But I love talking about this. This actually was such a great marriage between aesthetics and my practice. So I just absolutely love it. And I think every woman and man deserves to feel more confident, not only their face, but also their bodies. And it makes a huge difference.
That's so true. Well, guys, I hope you learned so much, or maybe it just triggered some questions that you're going to come in and ask us about. That's the best process, is start asking the questions and also think preventatively. We're going to live in this vehicle for the next 85 years. So we're 85 or 90 as women, we live long these days. So we should do things along the way for maintenance. Preventative maintenance will keep you running smoothly. That's it for now, guys. Don't
Agreed.
forget, I teach an online course. It's called Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. If you're an injector and you want to come learn with me, all kinds of off-label techniques and cutting-edge things you can do in your practice, check it out. We have an Instagram, Modern Aesthetic Theory. And love you so much. Stay beautiful.
Love
Listen
you
to
too.
our
I
podcast. Thank you.
know. Thank you. I hope to see you in Paris at the end of the month.
Oh my gosh, I'm not going to IMCAS, I guess, but I'll see you at the next meeting. That's it for now.
Absolutely.
Mwah,
Okay.
so beautiful. Thank you, Joelle.
Bye.
Bye, guys.